You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends, streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
Woo. NBA, NFL, it's game time. March Madness, BCS, it's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. We fact check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports.
It's game time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time on Off Topic Sports. Big Woo Radio, thank you so much for listening live on BigWooRadio.com. And everybody, download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks that search us out in the podcast app. If you want to get in the program and discuss any of the topics that we got going on today, 704-489-3316. That's the number to get in if you want to get in to Off Topic Sports. Man, I got to welcome my man James JT Thompson in the building. What's going on, JT?
Yo, what's going on, man? Sports, Big Woo Radio, Off Topic. It just doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't get any better. It also doesn't get better by a sponsor or from our sponsor, Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Stop in, get you some free coffee, some food, not some free coffee, get you some coffee, but you can get it at a discount. If you just say Big Woo sent you, man, we'll give you a discount and, discount on some food even. We got some good food as well. So stop in at Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Man, I was on last week, JT, and I made a prediction that I probably shouldn't have made. It looks that way right now. At the time, the Bucks were down 2-0, and I came on here with my big mouth and was like, yeah, I think the Bucks might get one, and then Philadelphia is just too much of a match for these guys, and Milwaukee might need to think about revamping, and you know this, that, and the other thing. And what do you know? Your boys go on a 3-game winning streak under the controls of Giannis Antetokounmpo, Drew Holiday, and the crew. I mean, they are doing it. I mean, they made the Phoenix look silly in the first game back in Milwaukee. And then they squeaked out a victory in the second game in Milwaukee. And people thought, oh, they're going back to Phoenix. Phoenix is going to handle this. They're going to win. And this, that, you know, I thought, okay, yeah, Phoenix is going to be too much because they got a great team. Devin Booker, Chris Paul, they're playing lights out. DeAndre Ayton, I mean, they're playing lights out. But Giannis Antetokounmpo and the surrounding cast is just letting y'all know that not this easy. It's not going to be this easy. Y'all might be in the West Coast, and y'all might be battling all these West Coast teams to get here. Y'all might be on a tougher road than we had, which I always say, JT, I always say that the East just beat up on each other. They make each other look bad. But then when you get down to the finals, the East always comes to represent on whatever West Coast team is there. They always come in and show out. I mean, it's usually LeBron James, but now you got the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. JT, what is your thoughts on, Milwaukee, finishing this thing out and finishing off the Phoenix Suns and another disappointing, end to a season for Chris Paul?
The first surprising thing about this series is actually been pretty good. I too thought it was going to be sweet, but man, these games have really switched and turned. And they said the stat last night that it's telling 72% of the time, the winner who wins game five goes on to win the NBA championship.
Yeah. Wow.
And I want to also give props to Chris Middleton, who, man,
absolutely,
he showed up and showed out.
Absolutely.
This guy looks like a very ordinary, average, didn't even seem like he a starter. And I know what it is we don't see enough of Milwaukee on TV. I wasn't really familiar with, anybody other than Giannis. But those guys are a blue-collar team that just get it done, man. I mean, in the last three games, they have been down in the first half of every game and have had to come back in every game. And on the road last night in a hostile environment, so let me just say, Giannis can still cannot shoot free throws, but made up for it with making plays down the stretch.
Right.
And Drew Holiday, who has had a subpar, just showed up in moments, and what a snatched the ball out of Devin Booker's hand.
Yeah.
A game changing play and threw the alley-oop to Giannis, which I thought he was behind the backboard when he made the alley-oop, but just made an amazing play over Chris Paul. And here we are, Milwaukee, about to break a streak. They haven't won the NBA championship since the 70s.
Yeah.
But they are one game away from an NBA title. Man, break out Lou Alcindo, break out the stars of Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you this. I can't even pronounce the coach's name. God knows he looks like a very ordinary guy as well. But, man, he's about to get it done and have an NBA championship, man. And we've been having a whole nother storyline to talk about.
Yeah. It's not over. It's not over yet. Because I done made that mistake once when I thought it was over for the Milwaukee Bucks when they was down 2-0. The Phoenix Sun, if anybody can come back and get this thing tied up, it's the Phoenix Suns. But I do think they're going, if I'm not mistaken, they're going back to Milwaukee, or they got another game in Phoenix. I think they're going back to Milwaukee. Going back to Milwaukee. That's tough. I mean, because Milwaukee is playing lights out at home, and to steal one in Phoenix was super important to steal that win in Phoenix. Last night, a score of 123-119, which they had to come back from 16 points down to do that. And I think that's the first time in a long time that any team has come back from 16 down in a finals game to take the lead 3-2. It don't look good for Phoenix, but it didn't look good for Milwaukee just not too long ago. I mean, for them to get three wins. I mean, two wins at home, I didn't even expect that. I thought maybe they would get one and be down, and be down now, or actually lose at this point. I thought they're going to go back home. Phoenix is going to finish it on out. But it looks like Milwaukee is going to have the chance to go back home and finish it out. So I know how you feel about Milwaukee and maybe closing this thing out tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow they play.
Tuesday.
And that gives them some rest and some, time to get together. But it also gives Phoenix rest and gives, the old man Chris Paul a chance to take a breather, recalculate or regather himself. And Devin Booker played phenomenal, even in the loss. He really played great. Other than that last, that last play of the game, where he gave up the steal, But you can't ask more from a dude, can you? I mean, I think he had 40 points. Let me see what he had. I think he had like 40 points. Where is it?
Three games in a row with 40 plus points.
Yeah.
In a loss.
This is my question now, JT. What can Phoenix do when your best player scores 40 points in three straight games and you still lose? Where is the weakness? What is the problem? I mean, even DeAndre Ayton at 20, Ayton, he had 20. Chris Paul had 21. I mean, Bridges, you had guys scoring. You had them. You scored 119 points. You still lost with your star player. What is it? Anything? I mean, is there confidence just shattered now? But on the other side of that, on the other side of the scores that I just gave you, you had Antetokounmpo with 32, Chris Middleton with 29, Drew Holiday with 27. It's going to be hard. If you let those guys do that, it's going to be hard to get this win as we bring in Pastor Fights to the conversation. What's going on, Pastor Fight?
Nah, man, it's Big Les.
Oh, Big Les, I'm sorry. I don't.
What's up, Big Les?
And I got your name. What's that pops up, fellas? Too. I seen your name and everything, and I still called you Pastor Fight.
Well, maybe you was looking for a blessing today.
I'm always looking for a blessing, Big Les. Always. But as we bring you in, what I was saying, the question I was about to ask, with all the hard work and the great play from Devin Booker and Chris Paul, and that Phoenix Suns team, 119 points, and they still lost, and it's three games in a row with Devin Booker scoring 40 points, and they still lose. I'm asking JT right now, what can the Phoenix Suns do to get this back on track? Or what do they have to do? Not what can they do, but what are they going to have to do to get this win that they desperately need from the Milwaukee Bucks to keep their hopes alive for this championship? Because they seem like they've been throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, that Milwaukee Bucks and the Bucks are still winning. What do they have to do to right the ship, JT?
Well, what happens is they got to go back to the drawing board. They got to forget about what happened last night and get ready for Tuesday. I like the way that Chris Paul is going about it. He's not talking about the hand injury that everybody else seems to be talking about, and that's a veteran move. Yeah. Booker just got to bring it like he's got to bring it. Phoenix knows what to do, man. They got an extraordinary coach, and all they have to do is come out and play basketball. It just happened. Milwaukee just, they did what they need to do in the second half in order to make it happen. Phoenix has all the skill sets and they have the team in order to get it done. What is going to happen is it's two things that's going to determine who is going to win game six. The Phoenix got to come out and play great defense. You know what I'm saying? That wall that they were building, you know what I'm saying? And what they were playing on defense, they just got to execute that for four quarters. Yeah. You can't play that for two quarters and then think, okay, you'll just slide into the wind. And Milwaukee's just going to give up because they had proven in the last three games they're not going away. And if you let them hang around long enough, they're going to come, they're going to do what they need to do. They got great coaching. They've got veteran leadership. All they got to do is come to game six, be road warriors and play basketball, crash the boards, play great defense, and they will get a victory. It's all you got to do. But if they let Milwaukee hang around or they let Milwaukee get a lead, then he can hang it up because those guys are savvy enough to, to pull out a victory. And that's what I've learned about them in the last couple of games.
Well, I think, Big Les, as a coach, you're always coaching defense, defense, defense. And Milwaukee – uh-oh. I don't know if y'all can hear that or not, but that's not – that was. I don't know why ESPN be doing me like that, just bringing up commercials on. You ain't pay for this spot. They ain't pay for this spot right here. But Coach Les, defense win champion, and Milwaukee Bucks, Jrue Holiday, one of the best defenders, probably one of the most underrated players in the league as far as defense goes, but he has just been – like the glove. He's just been just all over the place, defending Booker, defending Chris Paul, and keeping those guys at bay. Well, at least Chris Paul, but Devin Booker gonna get his regardless. But he's playing defense at key spots of the game. Is that's gonna have to be something that the Phoenix Suns had to key on in this defense, right?
Well, I think the whole series started to turn when Milwaukee started using their size. If you look at their team and what Milwaukee has, a lot of those guys, they're a lot bigger than the guys that's being defended by Phoenix. So they have the size. And once Milwaukee realized, just like I think Phoenix realized, whoever wins the mid-range game is probably going to win the game. You look at game one and two, where did Phoenix get most of their shots at? They got Devin Booker was getting to his spots. He was getting to the free throw line, not free throw line as far as getting fouled.
Right.
He was getting to that two dribble,
That elbow of the free throw line,
So that's what I think is very important. And something else that I think you need to look at, when Phoenix has momentum or just that edge that they have, notice the runs that happen. And I'm not blaming this on him, but notice the runs that happen after Crowder shoots timely threes. Every time he misses that shot where they need that bucket, or yeah, they may need the three, but they're leaving him wide open. And in my opinion, I would, hey man, take two dribbles and get that shot, you know. But I know he's been playing that way all year. I know he can hit them, but sometimes you got to understand time and possession when you're playing the game. And know, like, I know my strength. I know in a critical situation, unless it's a desperate situation in my career, I'm not going to jack up a three. I'm going to try to create for somebody else to get that three that we need. You know,
right.
My game is the mid-range. Now, if you give me an opportunity to do that, I'm going to do that. But it's also timely possession. And so I think when Phoenix has got to get the ball to the people that's hot, when they're hot.
Yeah.
But Milwaukee is just much stronger inside. You look at Giannis. Once he gets in the paint, there's nothing you can do with him.
Yeah.
Middleton, when he has come off that, his mid-range game has been, once again, we're talking about the mid-range game. So I think probably the way the NBA goes, Phoenix will win, and then they'll let him play in game seven. You know how they always want seven-game series. People are talking about it. So watch the referee in and calls, and then we'll see what happens. But that's just my outlook on it.
Right. You mentioned about the three-point thing, and the guy that is really making key threes for Milwaukee when they need him is that Connaughton. I think that's how he spells his name. Pronounce his name. His name is Connaughton. He was 4 for 6 from three-point range with 14 points off the bench. And then, of course, Portis, 2 for 4. And he's coming off the bench, giving you a solid 19 minutes with 9 points. You get stuff like that. You get those guys coming off the bench when you got your main guy, Giannis, doing what he does with 32 points, Middleton with 29, and Drew Holiday with 27. Then you got a guy that nobody's expecting, give you 33 minutes and four three-pointers and 14 points. It's going to be hard to stop that unless you tighten down that defense and close off that perimeter because you're not, you know, as Phoenix, you're not getting that same kind of effort from your bench. The three guys that came off the bench in rotation, Craig gave you 3 points. Johnson gave you 6 points. Payne gave you 6. That's not going to get it done when you got Connaughton coming off the bench giving you 14, and Portis also giving you a good solid 9. And those are 3-point buckets. Big, you know, confidence killers when you knocking down those 3 points and you shooting that kind of percentage. You shooting 50% from free 3-point line, and you know they leaving them wide open because you got to watch Giannis. You got to watch Middleton. You got to watch Drew Holiday. So it's just too many other guys to watch. And I got to apologize to the Milwaukee fans, so the Milwaukee Bucks fans and the Milwaukee Bucks themselves. I counted you guys out after you were down 2-0. I mean, I should have known better.
And you know what, Wu?
Yeah.
One reason why Milwaukee is also playing good basketball or they're winning, you got to remember, look what Holiday did prior to when he just got on fire. He's been absent. He was absent in the Brooklyn series. He was absent. I don't remember the series for that. I didn't watch much of who they played before that. But in the Brooklyn series, he was absent. He was absent in the who they played for to get there. Was it Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, so they had played Brooklyn. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he's been absent, and he was absent the first two games in Phoenix. So now he's starting to come on. You got three guys putting in damn near 30. So that's 90 points a game. Where is that coming from outside of Booker?
Right.
So if Phoenix doesn't lock down on the defensive end and shut down one of those guys, and Chris Paul has got to give more, you know, somebody else has got to get in that 24, 25 range. And I don't know anybody else can do it but Chris Paul and Booker. Just let him get what he gets. But they got to lock down a little bit better on the defensive end. That's all I wanted to throw in.
Yep, and I think they, you know, where they, you know, was playing with the three-headed monster on their team with Ayton and Chris Paul and Booker, I think Milwaukee's got the four-headed monster, you know, and then another, you know, half a head coming off the bench. So let's see how they lock that down going forward. But I don't know how you do it. I think Milwaukee has found their groove after, you know, maybe not knowing what to expect, you know, or maybe Giannis wasn't really full speed when the series started. Now he's really settled into his own and starting to really show out. And he's starting to be amongst the greats in those categories, you know, scoring categories and things of that nature. But they got to do something and get it locked down. All right, 704-489-3316. That's the number to get in on the program if you want to get in on the program. Appreciate everybody listening live already. Tell a friend to call in or listen or whatever you want to do. And maybe you got something you want to talk about or discuss in this era of sports. Well, everybody being welcomed back. We got NFL. We got schedules out now. And it's an 18-game season. Talk to the fellas about that and about this 18-game season with the NFL, what their thoughts are. Of course, we may get into some way too early predictions for the NFL to see who's going to do what. I'm going to tell y'all right now. No, I ain't going to tell you right now, but I'm going to tell you about Tampa Bay. Remember last year, end of the season was when the San Francisco 49ers had this wonderful, wonderful record. And they was like, oh, we going to win the Super Bowl. We going to be back next year. We going to be back doing our thing. It ain't going to be nothing. And I was like, look, y'all be lucky to be 8-8 the following year. I was right about it. I was right. You can talk about injuries all you want. But these guys were borderline. They were barely winning games. They were barely skating past a lot of games. And I just felt like they weren't really that good. That's why I'm the same way about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not going to be all that. I know people are going to be like, oh, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, they're going to win back-to-back, this, that, and the other thing. But look, Tom Brady, again, skated. He basically skated through some games. And, you know, I don't know why teams just wasn't hip to the fact that Tom Brady can't go nowhere. He'll sit and duck, blitz him. He blitz him. What are you doing? But I think you'll see that from these teams coming up this year, that there will be a lot of different blitz looks thrown at Tom Brady, because he may find the open man faster than normal quarterbacks or whatever. He may be able to figure out your blitz scheme quicker than normal quarterbacks, but you got to keep coming at him because he's not going to always find the right dude. He's not going to always. I guarantee you he'll throw more interceptions or throw the ball or less completions and less yardage if you blitz him throughout the year. And I think a lot of teams are going to do that. So we're going to discuss that, some NFL. When we come back, get some early predictions from these guys when we come back from the break. So don't y'all go nowhere. It's Big Woo Radio Off Topic Sports.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio. Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on IG Live, in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
What up, people? This is Mr. Darkhouse, CEO and manager at New Soul Music Record Label, with a special public service announcement for all up-and-coming artists in the Rock Hill, Charlotte area and around the world. New Soul Music now offers artist management, production, marketing, and promotion for all up-and-coming artists. If you are in need of a management team, look no further than New Soul Music Record Label to help position you for success in your music careers. You can hit us up today for your free consultation at 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Once again, that number is 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Let's build your future in music.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is how you get in if you want to get in, man. This segment of the show, Black, brought to you by Blacktopia, presents Soul Food Saturday at Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Tickets go on sale today. They're available today only on Eventbrite, July 18th. Today. Today they go on sale today. You cannot get into this without a ticket, so you got to go get your tickets at Eventbrite. You got to join us, man. It's going to be a night of poetry, partying, networking, good food, and great people. Not to mention starring Amazon best-selling author, the poetess Tammy Thomas. Also, additional performances and readings by author Tiffany Brown, Sunshine Black Rose, poet JT, and Jonathan Coleman himself, Blacktopia Society. Go check him out on Facebook. Oh, also music by DJ Wolf. He's going to be in the building. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8:30. Don't miss it. August 7th. August 7th. Soulful Saturdays. Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be a fun time with fun people, great food, all of that good stuff. You know, and, you know, coffee will be available as well. But, man, we talking about right now, we about to talk about the NFL. The NFL, we're going to get into some discussion about that. And I want to get you guys' take on, before we get into our way too early predictions, and go over a couple of key schedules, one being the Cowboys. I guess we can dive into the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, I mean, you know, you can make all the predictions you want. You just never know how things are going to turn out. You have to go by – right now you have to go by what's on paper, what they're showing us on paper, what teams look like on paper. Like for instance, the Cowboys, for instance, if you look at them, you say, okay, the offense was good last year. The defense was terrible. But they did pick up nothing but defense in the draft. I mean, I think they did pick up another wide receiver late in the draft, maybe an offensive lineman or something like that. But mostly everything went defense. So now you look at that, you say, okay, if everything pans out with the rookies, You know, or if these rookies put a fire up under these people that's already on the team, puts a fire up under their butt, maybe they get better somehow. And you got a new defensive coordinator, so you expect the Cowboys to be better on defense, and you know, turn a dismal year last year with injury to our quarterback into something, you know, that's respectable, and maybe even go to the playoffs and win a game or two. Would we say Super Bowl with the Cowboys? No, I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust this year, but I do believe that we have to make the playoffs and we have to win a playoff game to make it a somewhat successful year and look towards next year and maybe talk about that Super Bowl. But I want to know from you guys. I'll start with you, Big Les. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do you see them being the type of team that I think stumbled and fell upon the Super Bowl and won? Do you see them being the same type of team?
Well, they got everybody back. But, you know, it just depends on where their hunger level is. One team is eliminated. At right now, you would have to say the New Orleans Saints, because Drew Brees is not there. So you don't know the situation over there. One team that I felt that really could challenge Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
As much as you don't like them, San Francisco is a quarterback maybe away of doing some things. Washington, whatever they are, I think they're a quarterback away of maybe moving some things. These are just teams that I feel that you catch them on the right day, they can beat you.
Right on.
Washington's defense is all that, you know. So, you know, they hold on to the pieces and, you know, no injuries and things like that. I think they can make some noise or at least scratch somebody's head.
So,
I don't, it's hard to say, you know. A lot of teams, when they win the Super Bowl, you know, the hunger's not there, though Brady is there, and I'm sure he'll keep everybody motivated. But you wonder when Father Time is going to get this dude, man.
Right.
He continuously whoops Father Time's tail every time he comes knocking at the door. Yeah. And I think a lot of times we want Father Time to come a little bit sooner, but Tom Brady seems to eat his Wheaties and go off to his medical undergrounder water facility and comes out and is still the man. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah,
where's Lawrence Taylor when you need him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where is the Lawrence Taylor that's supposed to end this dude's career? Like, get your old ass off the field, man. You know, literally stand up over him while he's in agonizing pain and tell him, get your old ass off the field. That's what I need somebody to do to Tom Brady right now. Because he, you know, this is ridiculous, and I just think something's gonna come out. Usually, when somebody's doing these kind of remarkable things, something comes out about something illegal. And I think that's what's gonna happen with Tom Brady. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But JT, I want to ask you something different. Who would be the surprise team? Because to me, I mean, as loaded as Tampa Bay had appeared to be, and, you know, new coaching staff and all this, you know, 1 year with Tom Brady, and, you know, you bring in Gronk and him and Tom get another Super Bowl. Even though, with that being said, they were still the surprise team to me, and maybe to some people. I know some people are like, oh, yeah, with this team, they could win, and, you know, they could probably go pretty far. But I don't think anybody said, yeah, Tampa Bay's going to win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady's first year in Tampa. I don't think nobody actually said, yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Maybe at first when it was on paper, it was like, oh, Gronkowski and this guy and this guy and this running back, this the defense is stout. Maybe one or two people said, yeah, they'll win the Super Bowl. I doubt it. But, you know, who is your surprise team, JT, this year that will, you know, knock the Tampa Bay Buccaneers off their throne and get that Super Bowl win. I know this is a way too early prediction, but who in your mind or who do you think will be the team, the surprise team to win the Super Bowl this year out of the norm? I know Kansas City always got a shot. You know, maybe Seattle's got a shot or whatever. The Steelers, you know, you never can count the Steelers out. Even the Baltimore Ravens. But who is your surprise team, JT, this year?
Well, the first common denominator that I had to think about is this year's 18-game schedule.
Yeah.
The first thing. So there's an adjustment there. Three preseason games. So you're talking about 21 games over the course of, you know, that time, you know, the season. Who's going to survive that grind? What team is going to, you know, be there? Right now, everybody has that to deal with because that's something that no NFL team has dealt with previous to this season. So, you know, you have to give your odds on favorites to your Kansas Cities and those that have been in the mix for Pittsburgh. You know, they've been, you know, have the foundation for, you know, making the playoffs and doing, you know, that sizable advantage. Who do I think can be a surprise this year? I'll say Cleveland. Cleveland has some ingredients to, you know, on that defense especially, to be able to make some noise. Also still looking at the Tennessee Titans, you know, being able to make some noise in their division. I'm not going to count out, you know, your teams. Like, even though Green Bay has a lot of problems as far as whether Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay or not, they still have enough to get it done, to make some noise as a surprise team. So, to me, you know, those three teams, those few teams are the ones that come to my mind first when I think about who can make some noise and make a run and see, you know, Tampa Bay. You know, being a Cowboy fan, I always think on paper, you know, we have a chance to be in the mix.
Yeah.
And we get the first crack at the Super Bowl champs.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, that's a measuring stick between. Be honest with you, Wu, I'm still dealing with the fact that Tom Brady won the ESPY for best male athlete.
Oh,
I
my
must
God.
Have missed the whole year for that to have happened.
And now they got these reports out that Tom Brady played with a torn MCL all year. Now they pumping him up even more to begin this year. And this is, you know, I don't hope horrible injury on anyone or no career ending injury on anyone except Tom Brady. But it would be poetic justice for me if my Cowboys on night one ended his career. My Cowboys put Tom Brady out for the rest of his life. No more football for him. That would be poetic justice for me. But since you did mention the Cleveland Browns, and I'm looking at their schedule here, and the Cleveland Browns, really, by looking at the schedule from, you know, and you go again, you got to go off of what happened last year, even though you think some teams will be a little bit better than they were last year, like the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be better than they were last year. I think the Bears may be a little bit better, and the Vikings. So they got the Chiefs to open their schedule, then the Texans, the Bears, the Vikings, the Chargers. I don't think they're going to beat the Chargers. The Cardinals, the Broncos, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Lions, the Ravens back to back. They got the Ravens, I mean, back to back weeks. Has that ever happened that you play a team back to back weeks without there being some kind of postponement or rescheduling of a game or something? But they actually have the Ravens at the Ravens on November 28th and then home to the Ravens on December 12th, the following week. Well, actually, that's not the following week. I guess there's some kind of that's the following week, I do believe. Yeah. 28th and the 12th? No, that's that's 2 or 3 weeks in between, 2 weeks in between. So I don't know what's going on in that. There doesn't say a bye week in between or anything like that, but they got the Ravens back to back.
Also too, real quickly.
Yeah.
Y'all said it was 18 games. It's 17 games, but 18 weeks.
Right. Right. Cause you got the, bye week.
18 games. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have bye weeks in there somewhere. Maybe there is a right. bye week. They just didn't put it. They just didn't say anything. But they do have the Ravens back to back, and you only have 3 preseason games this year. So,
right.
That kind of helps out.
I hate it.
You didn't like
I don't like that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. That's what I wanted to talk about next as far as the scheduling with the 18 games and the preseason games being taken away. So what is the problem with it for you, Big Les?
Well, with all this beating up and bruises that these players go through,
yeah,
you know, to add another game, I just think it's selfish owners trying to make money. The players don't want to play the game. You know, the players don't even want to play the Thursday night game. So they don't want to play the extra game. They don't want to play the Thursday night game. And so then you're looking at, you know, now we just had Richard Sherman, who just had this outburst that he had, but it's been reported that he's been having headaches. Mm. So you add on this extra game. You don't give these guys guaranteed money. You know, the contracts are not guaranteed, and so they can cut you anytime, and you don't get your money. And so I just think 16 is enough. Sometimes you just need to let things lie where they may, and that's just my opinion. But to add that game, it's just all about money. It's for nothing else but to make more money.
Yeah, because you're not doing anything in the football aspect of it. It's not. You know, allowing, I mean, maybe when it comes down to it, it may allow a team that might have been on a, you know, bubble or, you know, in a wild card or something, they maybe have an opportunity to win another game. But, I mean, for the most part, I don't think you're changing much from a football standpoint. It's more, like you said, it's more of a financial reason for doing this.
And let's just say hypothetically, a team does need that one game to make the playoffs. What's the difference if they don't make it or they make it? If they're that close to getting in or not getting anyway, are they going to be really a factor in the playoffs?
Right. Right. If they're one of the bottom feeders, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to really make much difference in that realm. And then, you know, like, and then I think that they changed the playoff. Yeah, they changed the playoff format. I didn't even like that. So.
Oh, yeah, they changed it. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a little old school. I just didn't like it that the second seeds don't get the bye week.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
JT,
I think those guys need rest.
Yeah. I agree with you. JT, what are your thoughts on the 17 games, adding another game, taking the game away from the preseason and making it look like, oh, has nothing changed? No, it has changed. Preseason is one thing, but full live bullets going, you know, is another thing. You playing way harder when you have a game that actually means something. Where a lot of these guys, the veteran guys, won't even play in these preseason games, you know, anyway. But you're making their body, taking their body through something, an extra game that is like another extra, you know, train wreck or whatever for the season. JT, what are your thoughts on the new schedule?
I'm in agreement with what's been said. It's just an opportunity for the owners to make another, you know, an extra dollar. And based off of coming out of the pandemic and nobody really, you know, benefiting or really making anything, another way to make some, you know, extra revenue. To me, it's not even about anything else. It's not about extra competition. It's not about getting better. It's all about the money. And, you know, being able to sell an extra advertising package. It has nothing to do with the players and with what is going on as far as playoffs, championships. It doesn't affect any of that. So my thing is, it's to me, it's meaningless to even add that in because it's not, you know, it's not beneficial to the guys that are on that field and risking their bodies and their lives you know, their livelihood, you know, to injury for people that's sitting in the press box just making the, you know, just really, you know, making money off of them.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think they, I don't think they thought this through or cared about what the players thought about it. Because they have talked about it and talked about it for doing it for about doing it for years, and finally they just went ahead and pulled the trigger. And I think it's gonna, you know, we're gonna miss a lot of our favorite players coming down the end of the season. You know, for that last game being out, you know, I think you're gonna have more injuries to deal with when you get to that last game. If it does mean anything, it's gonna be hard for you to have your whole team available. Or you may have a lot of guys, especially teams that have, you know, that already either clinched playoffs. That last game is not going. It's not going to mean, if it's not going to mean anything, nobody's going. They're not going to play in it. They're going to sit them out that last game and have them rest up or whatever, which they should do, especially if you've already clinched a playoff or even a home. If you clinched a home field, those guys are not going to play in them. Those starters are not going to play in the game. It's going to be like another preseason game. And then if you've clinched a playoff, you know, same thing. Why would you play your best players in an extra game of the season that don't mean anything? I think the fans lose out and the players lose out. But the only people that win are the owners for money, because people are going to go to the games, and maybe people will, you know, people like us, less that really care about these players and their injuries. We don't even buy tickets to the last game, and so they can't make money. So we don't go to the last game. We watch the last game on TV. We don't even bother with it. I think that's what everybody should do. Not even buy tickets to the game. Don't let the stadium be empty for that last game.
But a lot of the money is based off of television revenue as well, which that's why they're going to get more. The owners are going to get more money from the television for adding that extra game.
Yeah,
that's what it really all comes down to. The television, commercials, advertisement, another week of that. And like you said, if you clinch the 16th week, who's going to play in the 17th week? And nobody's going to want to see the Detroit Lions and, well, at this point, the Cincinnati Bengals, week 17. Now, that may change because the Bengals may be better this year. But, it's just from 14 to 16, okay, cool. I remember when it used to be 14 games. You know, at one time, Jim Brown played in 12. But now, man, you know, they're going to keep adding games, and these guys are going to just continuously. That's a lot of pounding every week. On your body, especially look at the offensive linemen. There's not a play that they don't get hit.
Absolutely. You know, they're the ones in the trenches.
Every play there's contact.
Yeah.
Yes. Every play there's
every
contact.
Every play. 704-489-3316, that's the number to get in. Those of you are listening, we appreciate it. Listen live on BigWoolRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Wool Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks are searching on the podcast app on your iPhone. We appreciate that. All right, so we've been talking about the NFL, and I didn't get your too early prediction, Big Les. Do you have a team that you a surprise team that will come out of and win the Super Bowl? Do you have a surprise team? I mean, it may not be a surprise, but to me, Tom Brady and the Bucks were a surprise last year, even though they seem to have had the most talent on the field. Nobody really expected them to go all the way to the Super Bowl. Did they expect them to do better than when they had Jameis Winston? Yes, they expected them to do better because Tom Brady wasn't going to throw as many interceptions and give them an opportunity to win at least 10 games. But no one. I don't think anyone predicted them to win it all in Tom Brady's first year. So who's your out of the blue pick for this season, or your surprise team to win the Super Bowl this season?
Man, you really hit me, because I really ain't put much thought into the NFL as of yet. So I'm going to go off the record. Don't even put me down for that. I mean, you can write it down. Because if I'm right, then I'm going to take it. But, man, I really don't.
It's okay to say you're Steelers. It's okay to say you're Steelers.
No. Well, once again, I'm an honest dude when it comes to the Steelers. And so the Steelers got a lot of answers to me, a lot of questions that they got to answer to me. I felt like last year they wasn't disciplined. You know, and I kept telling y'all, every time I kept telling y'all they were going to lose, they end up losing. just know them that well, and I've coached the game long enough, not football, but I've been in coaching long enough, I can just see those things occurring. And they got to get a little bit better discipline. They got to get an offensive line, and then they got to see what they're going to do with some of their outside linebackers, because the right side of their defense, you know, they lost some people, so they gotta correct that, and then we'll just see what happens. And then it also depends on what Big Ben can do. You know, has Father Time about to catch him? So,
right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Tennessee, man.
Tennessee, Big Les. JT, you didn't really lock it down to one team. You know how I like to lock it to one team. What's your way too early prediction for 2021 championship? Well, that'd be 2022, won't it? Well, it'll still be 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, 2022.
I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It is, because I was thinking about them myself. JT is going with the Minnesota Vikings. Now, don't nobody hold this against us. We you know, we're making some way too early predictions. And I mean, I asked the question, but I hadn't really thought about it until I just thought about it. But I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. I got two. I got the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. Because San Diego Chargers got the both of these teams got quarterbacks that played lights out last year. As much as I would like to see the Baltimore Ravens do it, or outside of my own teams, the Panthers and the Cowboys, I would like to see the Baltimore Ravens do it. But I think it's going to be between the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. That's going to be the team that's going to be the surprise. Nobody's going to predict them to win. Now, Buffalo, maybe, because they had a really good year last year. And, of course, they have the quarterback, and I think his name is Josh Allen. And then the San Diego Chargers got the Herbert kid. And I think those two quarterbacks – have the opportunity because they got their team, both their teams got defense. So you got to think about one of those, but I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills to be the surprise team that nobody, you know, picks to win it all. Just because of their quarterbacks. But those are our way too early predictions. Big Les with Tennessee, JT with Minnesota, and I picked the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. JT, you got an over and under for us? We got about 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
Yeah, I got one.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's over under. Over under. Over under.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Over and Under with JT. Big Les, you got to coach him up for us after this?
I sure do.
All right, we're going to have Big Les coaches up, and we're going to end the show. JT, what's your Over and Under for today?
All right, Over and Under. I was going to ask you, how do you feel the benefit of college athletes being able to be paid now? Are you in agreement over under that it is beneficial now for the college athlete now that they can lock in paid sponsorships with businesses and corporations and stuff? You believe that it will help the game, but now the athletes can get paid?
Help the game? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to help the game. I don't know if it's going to necessarily change anything, but I'm like this. It's about time. I mean, if these Xbox college games are going to have these kids' likeness and use their attributes and their number and all that stuff, and use them in commercials and they can't get paid and all that, you know, and I think it's going to be good for the athlete. Is it going to be good for college basketball? I don't know about all that. I don't know if it's going to be good for college basketball or change college basketball, college sports in general, but I think it's good for them to get paid. Yeah, they get a scholarship, but they also you know, the ones that don't have, you know, these come from big family. I mean, families that are well off. I think those kids, especially, and those are usually the kids that make the biggest impact on your program or your program, your college program. And so I think they deserve something. Should it be unlimited to, can they make millions of dollars or whatever? I think you got to cap it off somewhere. I don't know what that is, but they should cap it off. But if sponsors are willing to pay them, then so be it. Because those kids are going to go out there and do what they do anyway, you know? So I'm glad. I'm happy for them. And I hope they, you know, are able to continue it. Big Les?
Well, I'm kind of on the fence, so I'll make this quick if I can. I'm on the fence with it because if Alabama is paying their kids because they got the money to do it, they got alumni, they got hella money, they got a big time program. So you're paying those kids, let's just say hypothetically, $200 a week. Well, Ohio University doesn't have that program that they have, and they may only can pay $50, you know, a week. So now our kids looking at where they're going to go, you know, because, well, I ain't going to Ohio University, but I'm going to go to, you know, Marshall a bit more than Ohio University. I think that if these computer games and stuff are using your name or your image in the college football or basketball game, yes, they should get something. I think if they're going to do something, it has to be across the board. It's got to be the same for everybody. If you're the leading rusher in the country and every TV program is looking at you, you should get $50. I'm just giving you a number. You should get $50 a week, just like the guy that's the least amount leading rusher in the country, and he should get $50. Because it's just – so I think now that they have done this, which I do agree that they should get something – they've opened up a can of worms, and they're going to have to fix it, because how are you going to balance that out? Now, one thing I thought that may could happen is that if they do that, put the money in a trust fund or something, okay?
Right.
And so when you come in as a freshman, you get but money goes into your fund. Now, when you graduate or you go to the pros or whenever you stop playing, at the end of your thing, you get that money that's presented to you. That was just one thing I thought maybe that they could do. So I don't know, man.
I'm with you. I think there should be some kind of. I also think there should be some kind of cap that you know, just so nobody can, you know, no school can pay you more than any other school can pay their star. You know what I'm saying? So if Alabama's able to pay their guy, you know, their star or whatever, $1,000, I don't know if the school is per se paying them. I think it's going to be just off of, you know, but you know, the school going to try to fang dangle if Nike is a sponsor of this school or not, you know what I mean? And so they can get the sponsor and they can get, you know, they can fang dangle it the way they want to. But I think there should be a cap of what, you know, Alabama is able to do, like you said, with Ohio or whatever. I think there should be, you know, if Ohio star player, I mean, if Alabama star player gets $100 or whatever a week, then, you know, Ohio star player should get $100 a week. You know what I mean? Just to throw some numbers out there.
Something else you may want to look at real quick. If all three of us are on a team, right, and JT is getting paid more than us, but we starters, how does the coach handle that part of it? If, you know, we don't know the whole of how this is going to play out, but if JT is making all this money, he pulls up in a Cadillac and me and you riding together in a pickup truck, but we playing the same amount of time, we, you know, we got some numbers, you know, we may not be as high as JT, but we doing our thing, you know, so how is that going to look when we come into practice?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
JT pull out, you know, so, and coaches got to deal with that ego of, and then I'm like, well, damn, man, he only got 10 more catches than me, and he making, you know, all this is about to just, which I guess it may already be going on because some colleges have been paying their players, but I think across the table, you let them big schools, they try to make sure everybody from top to bottom gets something.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I think if you talk about sponsors coming in and sponsoring players, I think that should be divided evenly. You know, the sponsor come in and say, hey, for this team, I'm doing this much, and y'all can divide it up between the whole team if you want to. I don't care how you do it, but everybody gets something, you know, and nobody gets more than the next person. Well, we'll see how it goes going forward. We'll keep an eye on this and see how it goes down. But you ready to coach him up, Big Les?
Yeah, I sure am, man. I'm going to do this real quick.
All right, this one's sponsored by Trading Travel Academy. Coach him up, Big Les. Come on, coach him up, Big Les.
So today on Coach him Up, man, I want to talk to the parents for a minute, especially you parents that go out and support your kids at these AAU games and soccer games and things of that nature. Please be mindful of your behavior. You know, I've heard probably within the last week of so many parents, man, they've just been going off the chain. I heard a story, I think, down in Memphis. I think it was Memphis. Don't quote me on it. But a parent got into it with a referee. The referee went to the car and shot the ref. Didn't kill him, but shot him. And now, you know, just because of the calls that wasn't made and all that kind of stuff. And so I think a lot of this goes, you know, y'all, we got to teach our children to let the referees call the game no matter how it goes. Mm-hmm. And you go back up the other way of the floor and let it ride, because most of the time, the referees are just there to do that, to make a call, to make the game fair.
Yeah.
But they do make mistakes. Now, there are some times where the refs make mistakes. Of course it is. And some of them may even cheat. But for the most part, it's not about that. Sometimes your kids got to go through that to make them better athletes and to make them a better person. You got to teach them about adversity. And so, please, you know, parents, if you got a problem with the referees or anything, man, be calm about it, because your child is watching you, and you also embarrassing your child. And you're telling your child that this is how we handle situations no matter what. And I think this, too, is also affecting the game of the NBA. Mm. If you watch the game, every call, they think they are fouled. And they get the ball. They'll miss the shot. You got a 4-on-5 break going back the other way because LeBron, Booker, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, all these dudes are whining and complaining to the ref and not getting back into play. So just a little reminder, man, always watch your behavior and how you handle situations. If you messed up about the call, calm down, get a different perspective, then go holler at the coach or the referee later, or just leave it alone, because in the end, man, it's about the kids. It ain't about you.
Absolutely. That's all the time we got, man. Thanks, Big Les, for coaching them up. Thanks, JT, for the over and under. Thanks.
Shout out.
Yeah, you got it. Get that shout out, man.
All right, man. You know I always got a shout out. So today, man, real quickly, I want to give a shout out to Double K, MF Doom, Ecstasy, Prince Markey, DMX, Black Rob, Shock G, Gift of Gab, and the one I got to just add to this list, the Biz Markie, the diabolical Biz Markie, man. All these cats have died in the land of hip-hop since December of 2020, man. And so I just want to give a shout-out. And we, Big Woo Radio, man, we grew up on them, most of those cats.
Absolutely.
And to lose Biz, man, I remember some of the first records when Biz came out with Roxanne Shanté, way before Nobody Beats the Biz.
Yep.
You know, I was already on him. He was on mixtapes out of on WBLS.
Absolutely.
Out of New York, man. So
absolutely.
Everybody, Kiss FM, 97 point something out of New York City, man. So I just want to give
DJ
a shout
Red
out,
Alert.
Man. We miss you. Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz. Absolutely, man. One of the first cats I heard do the beatbox, boy. I'm trying to tell you. Biz Markie. And was so instrumental in a lot of hip-hop artists' careers, like Big Daddy Kane and, you know, those guys, T.J. Schwan and those folks, man. Biz was doing it.
MC Shan,
long before, you know, before anybody even knew, you know, what was going on. So, thanks for that shout out right there, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. The Juice Crew.
Molly Ma Neal. Yeah, JT, you got a shout out, man?
Yeah, man, just piggybacking off what Big Les was talking about, just looking into live from LL Cool J and Big Daddy Kane, the City of Motions, man, is one of the, you know, one of the brothers, one of the originators, has passed on and moved on. It's, you know, real emotions, man. I think back to some of the, you know, some of my early days, you know, the beatbox and, you know, Biz is one of those people, it's in Fat Boys, one of the first people I ever heard do beatboxing and stuff, man. So just, you know, shout out to the, you know, to the family, condolences and prayers, you know, for them and, you know, all the family just going through bereavement, man. And, you know, shout out to y'all, man, you know. Show, and then got another one under our belt.
Yeah,
moving on, moving forward on that. As we leave, one headline: Coco Gauff is out of the Olympics due to COVID-19. She will miss the Olympics; will not participate this year.
Oh man!
But we look forward, wish her well and getting healthy, getting back on, getting back straight, getting back on the court soon.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, it was great seeing you 2 weeks ago, James.
Sorry.
Nah, I was just saying it was good seeing you 2 weeks ago, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. It definitely was a pleasure, man. Look forward to the next time around. Big shout out to Primetime Players who have now taken the court on ESPN3 in the TBT tournament, $2 million tournament. They are playing their first round game today. I forgot the name of the other team, but we're rooting for Chris Thomas and the boys to get that victory and get one step closer to the $2 million.
Yeah, shout out to Primetime Players, man. That's gonna be dope too. To watch them, I'm going in and start watching them in a few minutes because they actually the team that they're playing is called the Fort Wayne Champs. So they playing Fort Wayne.
Yeah, that's it.
Ex Primetime Player had a game. He's with a new team, Terrell Smith. I was calling Terrell Davis. Terrell Smith. Yeah. So congratulations to him. He's with Team 23. They got a win yesterday, so they move on. So how weird would that be with Team 23 and the Primetime Players and meet up? You know, ex player versus, you know, the new Primetime. So that's gonna be fun. All right.
Yeah,
so I'm
shout out to Chris. Shout out to Chris Moore, who's gonna make it to Dayton, Ohio, to the what they call the 33-point contest.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in the final. He makes the final round, so he'll be going out there today in Ohio to compete.
What? He coming to my hometown?
Yep.
Where is this at?
Indeed.
You send me the information, man. I check it out and try to support him.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. And a dude from Heard That. Shout out to the Marshall team. Heard That in the TB2. The gentleman that was with, is going to Dayton with the Chris for the shootout, so that's gonna be a lot of fun. Shout out to my West Virginia folks.
Yeah, definitely send me the information, man. I'll try to go.
Yep. All right, so that's it, man. On behalf James JT Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, Big Les, Pastor Fight, and everybody associated with Big Woo Radio family, we appreciate you. It's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Hey.
Everybody having fun and we turning it up. You know I got the grill jumping with a sip in my cup. Hey, gotta eat, so pass me a plate. We got some hot dogs and hamburgers and yes, we got steak. Take it looking real pretty, some accident. But that's okay, cause we reppin' our city. Thug cats, they thinking they bad, but I'm reppin' on the
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
A Walty Rock, sleep, drink, made the track. And we won't stop, got a team with some cream. And we're living the dream, if you're a faker and